Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Let's Take a Pitmaster Barbecue Show on Barbecue Superstars. Looking forward to having a great night tonight. Looking forward to everybody calling in. Looks like we already got some people queued in or about to queue them in. We're going to do a couple things here and announce some of our sponsors real quick, and then we'll start getting people in. And we're just going to have a good time tonight. We'll talk barbecue, talk what everybody's been up to, contests, just have a good time. Talks barbecue. So welcome coming in. And like I said, everybody, I'd love for y'all to call in and we'll talk tonight. So with that, let's get this started. Like I said, first of all, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors. First of all, Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass, BSPN, for allowing us to have a show. Matter of fact, this is our 1 year anniversary with Barbecue Superstars that we've had our own show, and man, it's been a great ride. I've enjoyed it. Daryl, Angela, Chadwick, they've all been great, and you know, look forward to several more years of doing it. So, like I said, big shout out to them. Oak Ridge Barbecue, Michael Trump over there, man, another great guy. Matter of fact, I've got something to say about that. We had some stuff fall through for a kids' queue here in Plainview last week, and I called up Trump. Matter of fact, I called up Trump, and I called up Brad Orson both, and seen if they could do something. And Michael Trump got a bunch of sample packages together, got us some rub out here so we could give the kids, you know, it was a great thing. They really believe in supporting kids and doing those kind of things, and I appreciate them very much. Brad Orson also. Shed Barbecue sent us barbecue sauce for all the kids. It was great. I know my daughter came home, that was the first thing she wanted to open. She wanted to check out that barbecue sauce. And matter of fact, we used some of hers last night on some chopped beef sandwiches. It was great. And can't thank the Orsons and Brad and Shed enough for care of that. Thank you all. Frontier Charcoal, man, there's another great product. We've been cooking with it. We've been competing with it. It's great. It's a hot burning charcoal. It lasts. There's not enough good things to say. I used it last week for the steak cook-off, the SCA steak cook-off. We got a nice place steak out of the deal. It ran great. My daughter used it in the kids' queue. She got a second place. It's great stuff, guys. If you're looking for a charcoal that has a good flavor, burns a good while hot, it's great charcoal. Give them a big shout. Top Texan, man, Phil Blue Honey's got some great injections and some great rubs and everything else. I mean, Phillip's got it going on. I mean, we've known him for several years, and so he's had great products and stuff like that. So give Phillip a holler. Like I said, Top Texan Barbecue. Sweet Smoke Q, Jim Elster, man, he's got a great product. He's been tearing up the competition trail this year. I think he's gone 20 competitions straight, won several grands and reserves already this year. Set some great products. His pork injection is phenomenal. So if you're looking for something to get out there and kick some butt, and it's definitely a product to use. So give him a shout. Putz Butz Barbecue, Mark Bateman. They are a huge supporter of West Texas Pitmasters. Can't say enough about them. Great guys. They're going to have a big contest coming up in Hobbs this fall. Give them a shout. And as a matter of fact, I have a $30,000 payout. But Mark Bateman is a very big supporter of the barbecue community, my show, our competition team. Like I said, Putz Butz Barbecue. They're great guys. And, you know, show them some love, guys. BarbecueSmokerSupply.com, BarbecuePlans.net. Frank Cox got a great, great site with information on how to build smokers, parts. If you're looking for parts, you're looking for rugs, you're looking for the know-how, you can call him. He can build the pit for you. He can, you know, put you together a kit. There's about anything you want for a barbecue pit. They have blueprints. There are probably over 90 different blueprints on their site. I believe they're about $79. You go in there, they're very detailed. I got a set, and for our pit, when he built our pit, he sent me a set of blueprints to it also, 16 pages. So it's very intuitive. It shows you everything you need to do to that pit. So give them a big shout. Raider Red Meats, Pat Russ and them, they are great down there. They've got some great meat, some phenomenal meat, actually. And, you know, you can get it online now, lots of different cuts. Give Raider Red Meats at Texas Tech. All the proceeds stuff goes back into the kids and for their animal science and stuff. So, you know, they're great supporters. Give them a shout. Mad Cow Cutlery. That's another bunch of great products. He sent me some knives. I got some sharpeners and stuff. They're all first-class products. They're all great products. Just some phenomenal products that they have. Knives, sharpeners, just about anything you can think of in that industry. He's got, if you don't have it, he can probably get it for you. Check them out, Mad Cow Cutlery. The GOT Energy Services, Brandon and Jennifer Spalding, another bunch of great supporters of West Texas Pitmasters. We got to hang out with them down at Andrews here a few weeks back. And, you know, they do a lot for us, and we appreciate them. Texas Web and Graphic, Paul Lawrence, he's got some, he can do graphic work, he can build you a website, and business cards, banners, you name it. Paul can do it. He does a great job. Just sent me a bunch of cards the other day. They look great. You know, anything else that you're looking for, give him a shout. Big Ron Brooks, another great man. He's got some great rubs, sauces, injections, brines, you name it, he's got them. Give Big Ron a shout. He'll take care of you. He's a great guy. Meat rake, like I said, if you need to pull your meat, I mean, if you got some pork butts you need to shred, you need to shred some beef. I've been using them to make potato salad. They work great for mashing potatoes and stuff, too. So, you know, there's all kinds of uses that you can use them for. Grill Great, grillgrate.com, Brett Barrett. Another phenomenal product. We used them last week again. Like I said, we used them in the steak cook-off. Got a nice place steak. Lexi also grilled steak and shrimp. She got a second place in kids' queue on them. They're a phenomenal product. I know that there was probably at least four or five of us, if not more, in the top 10 using them last weekend. I know they had another big contest this weekend down south. I know they were being used there. They're just a phenomenal product. I mean, he's got other part, you know, he's got griddles, he's got spatulas, he's got tongs and everything to work with them and stuff. And I mean, it's just that infrared technology that are hot. You couple that with some great Frontier charcoal, and I mean, you just got a kick-ass team there. So give Brad Bird a shout, get you some grill grates, and you won't regret it. So with that, guys, like I said, you know, want everybody to get in tonight, and like I said, we're gonna start this party. Looks like we got a couple in, so give me just a second here. Let me get them queued in. 580, you're live.
What's up, Lance? It's Roy.
Hey, Roy, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How about yourself, there?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Let me get one more in here.
Okay.
Let you know who's this, and we'll get after this, buddy. 731. 731, you're live. Who do we have?
Hey, man. Roy, I ain't seen you in a while. I've heard from you. Man, I love you.
All right, guys. Well, Roy, I know that you competed this weekend. How'd it go?
Well, no, I didn't compete this weekend.
Oh, you were just there.
I could.
Okay.
No, actually, I cooked some chopped brisket and chopped pork this weekend for about 100 to 120 motorcycle rides for the rider ride for the Fallen this weekend up here in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Well, that looked like a great turnout.
Yeah.
And I think I was thinking there was a competition there, too. Sorry about that.
Yeah, there was one in Lamar this weekend.
Okay.
But we was here.
Okay. I guess I
yeah.
got mixed up.
Yeah, the contest was in Lamar, but we was here in Colorado Springs at the Harley dealership here for the Ride for the Fallen. So we had a great time.
Well, good deal. Well, you know, it looked like that, you know, it was a they were doing lots of support for the military and stuff like that, and you know, and that's always a great cause, and, you know, I'm glad
you
were able to be involved in that. I know that you're, you're an active duty, and you always jump in little deals and help out, and that's always great.
Oh, yeah, it was all to benefit the military veteran project and stuff, and it was based, all the bike riders got a photo of a fallen soldier from here in Colorado that they actually rode for, and they had a nice little open ceremony. Then they took off on all their bikes for Cripple Creek. So
okay,
yeah,
or
yeah,
Cripple
they
Creek,
got up to Cripple Creek.
And,
what's that?
I said Cripple Creek. That's up there by Leadville, isn't it?
I don't. Don't sound familiar. It's about, I'd say, what, about 40 miles from here west in the mountains?
Okay, yeah, it's back over towards there. can't remember how far Leadville's back up in there, but it is back over in that area.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've been up in that area, especially your area. And, been a few years, I guess. So,
that's awesome, though. And you just gave me an idea. Usually, every year about this time, we do a adopt event here in Tennessee. And I cook for that organization. It's an Unforgotten Bike Club. And it's their adopt event program. And it was a great idea. Everybody that's riding, get them a soldier. Don't make any difference. It's World War One. That'd be right. Two, their family, Korean or Vietnam. That's a great idea.
It was actually, this whole thing was started by a woman in she's from Topeka, Kansas, and her her husband got killed in Iraq, I think in 06 or 08, and she started this whole military veteran project, and this is the first year that they've done it here in Colorado Springs, but they are trying to do it and have one coinciding with each other in every state.
That's cool.
Yeah, on the same day. So we're
program. They ride. We have a bike ride. Of course, I cook barbecue forms kind of thing. Lisa and I got involved in the barbecue thing. And, and I started going out and cooking for them. I thought, that's a great thing. My dad was in the military. Her dad was in the military. I've never served. But I knew, you know, I mean, I know you and the gentlemen that have served our country and past and present gives us everything we got.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. No, that's a great deal. I'm glad you did that stuff, Roy. We appreciate it very much. We appreciate you taking care of us.
That's what I get paid for, so, you know.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
You know, I go paint houses and I do a lot of things, but now I've never gave us the right. You have.
Yeah.
So, it is more than that. So, absolutely.
It's just, to me, I guess, you know, it's just another day to me, but, you know, I see where all you're coming from, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you said you appreciate it. You couldn't imagine how much we appreciate it. Memorial Day's coming up, and I guess these bike rides and these barbecue things start happening. That's what we always do. That's for the back. Yeah. Of course, Memorial Day's coming up and everything. I think, man, you know. thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. All right, we got another one. Let me log in, man. I said, we're just going to have kind of a party tonight. Like I said, since this is the one-year anniversary of West Texas Pitmasters. I don't know how we made it through a year, but we made it through a year.
I didn't know that.
So, yep, been 1 year we've been on the air with our own show. You know, we've been on for, close to, probably going close to 2 years. You know, we started out with Chadwick. That's how I met all you guys, matter of fact. And so,
like a family reunion.
So, you know, that's why I thought we'd just kind of air it out. We'll just have some fun, and I'm glad you guys are all on here. I remember the first night that I did this, I didn't have anybody, and I think Roy, I think you may have called in and bailed me out there. And if I remember
correctly, I think I did.
Yeah, I'm sure glad you called in, because I thought, God, if I talk to myself for 2 hours, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might have to get the turkey out of gas. So, let me get this caller in. We'll just keep going, guys. Let's see. Maybe it's going to do it. Maybe. 678, you're live. Who do we have?
Strange Place Barbecue out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina on the line.
Yes, sir. Yeah, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm just checking you guys out, listening in for a change. Just want to listen in.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you called in, man. Well, like I said, we're just kind of going to have a party tonight. We usually talk a lot about barbecue and techniques and events and whatever. You know, usually it's all barbecue related here. And like I said, tonight, I mean, we can still do some of that, but tonight, I thought we'd kind of, everybody call in. We're just going to have a good time. We're kind of celebrating a little bit. And of course, it's Mother's Day, too. And I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day also. It's been a great day. I'm going to spend some time with my family. Now it's time to talk to my barbecue family a little bit tonight and just have a good time.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I don't know if you guys have been watching our show we've been putting out as the Rotisserie Turns on BBQ Superstars. Hey. We've been doing that show, traveling around the country cooking barbecue. Just wanted to get on and say hello to everybody. Try to meet some new people and go to some new places.
Absolutely. You're welcome here anytime. And yeah, I've seen some bits and pieces of it that you guys and Daryl have been doing as the Rotisserie Turns. That's a pretty neat deal. I like it.
Y'all do
a lot of vending type barbecue, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do a lot of vending, and that's basically what I do is vend around the country.
Okay.
I do some contests, too. I've been winning a lot of people's choices around the country. We just did a food truck wars 2 weeks ago and won people's choice. We were in Haines City. Haines City, Florida was the last big win.
Well, let's bring you out here to Texas. Let you come out here. We always got stuff going on around this place. So, that's me. I'm pretty much a competition guy, but I also do some vending myself, and I do a lot of catering. In fact, it's getting more and more catering.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, sir, absolutely. That's how we always talk about, especially catering. It's always guaranteed money. And we always talk about that, and that's always a, that's always one of those things. You don't pass those up, because you know what you're going into. I always kind of like those deals. But, we've got a trailer stuff, and so we set up and do a little bit of vending ourselves. And I enjoy that part of it, too, just to interact with the public and have a good time and share our love for food and let them have some barbecue.
All right, we let them have some of that good North Carolina barbecue. Yeah, North Carolina barbecue especially. Now, you guys make some great barbecue out west, and just haven't had a chance to get out there, but I'm going to get out there one day, and Lord let me keep living.
There you go. Well, that's right. You guys do have some great barbecue over there, and that's the thing. I mean, that's the nice thing about barbecue is that there's different regions, there's different flavor profiles. To me, that's one of the interesting things about that is that there's lots of different ways to barbecue and still have great food and share the love in lots of different ways. I think it's great.
That's right. Spiritual with food.
See who this is. I think I know. Maybe we're just gonna light the board up tonight.
Woo-hoo!
407-697. You're live.
Well, I didn't hit the one. I was just listening.
Oh, were you? If you hit the one or something happened, it logged you in, so I can see you. So you're on the spot now.
Oh wow.
Have you got any details on the Barbecue Superstar World Championship yet? Daryl?
Angela? I know that there's been a lot of work on it this last week. you want to give an update where we're at and what's going on?
Well, right now we're working on our finale championship of the series to be held in South Carolina. And then we're also simultaneously working on for 2015 to see if we can hold it in Oklahoma. So we've got those going on. Meanwhile, we've got a bunch of contests that are have applied to be in the series. And we've got, in fact, I got a call in New Jersey tomorrow, but their big state championship called us, contacted us if they could enter the series. So that's kind of the big news as far as what we're doing.
Okay.
So we don't know dates, times, or anything yet?
Well, right now we're looking for this year. We're looking for the third weekend in October. And next year, we'll make an announcement once we get it down with the venue.
I didn't get that answer. What's this year's going to be?
Third weekend in October.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And where?
In Greenville, South Carolina.
Wow. Can we get just for people, I've talked to them a little bit, but just the people that don't know, what's the qualification for this and what do we got to do?
Well, right now what we're doing is we're promoting existing contests throughout the U.S. and in different regions. So we've got,
right.
If you go to, you know, the six different regions that we have,
right.
The contest can become a qualifier. And usually they're pretty large contests anyway. Not that we require them to be, but that's what happens because we help promote those contests. So we're not trying to come in and make our own contest, but just build up the existing ones throughout the state, regardless of the sanctioning body. And so top five each of the qualifying contests, and we'll just go directly into the world championship. We also have four countries, and we're working on a fifth country that are also wanting to participate, maybe sending some of their top five.
Wow. So there we go. It's going to blow up, yes. You still got a couple more contests out in Texas coming this year. So.
Yep. We've got Lubbock and New Mexico and New Jersey and Las Vegas. And I don't know, they keep getting added faster than I can. And several of them want us to come out and do the BSPN show, you know, out at the contest for that particular contest and sanctioning body. So it's kind of going on. You know, we've got BSPN that we're developing, and then we got the BWCS that we're developing.
Uh-huh. And actually, I got lost in my phone here. I was trying to...
It sounds like someone's got a radio or something going on in the background. We got a little bit of feedback tonight. If y'all have, if anybody has a radio or a TV or something going in the background, you might mute it and see if that clears it up a little bit. Maybe it won't break up so much.
That's what I did. I've tried to turn my phone off.
Hey, there it went.
It must have been me then.
Felt like it was a little
yeah.
Water. There you go. I did. You know, it's funny about that. You know, you're talking on phones and you know on computers stuff like that. We still get a lot of feedback sometimes, and you know, it's sometimes it's you know sometimes on TV, sometimes it's worse. And so it wasn't too bad, but it's breaking up a little bit. So,
Well, I figure it's okay. Probably my TV. I couldn't hear it through the phone, so I figured I'd mute it. Yeah, leave it up to the guy in Colorado.
He did it. And you were saying that you had BSPN, and then what were you saying? We've got two things going now, so
yeah, BSPN is the show. It's a Barbecue Superstar Sports Network and show that we're developing into segments. Now we've got it kind of down into 1.5 hour type of segments where we're basically in training, because our goal is to eventually be able to have a televised show. But what we do is we go out to existing contests again, and we talk about the sanctioning body, what it means to be in a professional contest, and we go over the rules as to how that sanctioning body does it, and if they have a points race, we go over the points and the top teams, and we do it like a sports show. And the other thing that we're working on is the BWCS, and that's what you guys were asking about as far as the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, which is that I don't know if you saw our new logo, but we just got that developed. So we have BSPN and we have BWCS. So it's exciting. We've got some good things happening.
Well, that's great. James Bronner, the co-founder of the TBA, the reason I was asking, because I've kind of been advertising a little bit, that I thought we might be all of us be on board together.
Absolutely. Anybody still there?
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, we've done such a great job with promoting the TBA and getting it going and stuff with Daryl. So I just didn't know where it was at. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up on live radio.
Oh, no. It's one of those things, because it's developing. You know, as each day passes, sometimes we get some exciting news and something changes. You know, we've had some different venues that we've been working for or working with. And, you know, we're just right now just trying to see what is going to be the most advantageous for this year, and then what we can develop for next year. So ask away.
Absolutely.
It's all good. It's all good. Or I guess as Lori says, it's all good in the barbecue hood.
That's it. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, the promotion stuff and when you're dealing with the promotions of barbecue competitions and whether you're sanctioning them or you're not sanctioning them, and you're talking about the future of something, it's always positive. I needed to know what y'all's input was. Right, I can take it to the street and take it to the cops every weekend.
Right. Well, what I did is I went on to Daryl's website and I cleaned up the existing BWCS, you know, kind of structure for this year, what it looks like. And I'm going to help him keep that updated, that page, because he has a lot of pages of information on his website. He has more barbecue information than anybody, and so I told him I would help him with those particular pages.
We've done huge amounts. I mean, this the promotions in barbecue has advanced it financially, people knowledge about barbecue and stuff and what's going on. No doubt, it's going to be it's a bit of sport. And it's going on right now. For the average man, average human being, I don't have any gifts. They don't have any gifts. But we can get out and kind of match knowledge. So it's awesome. That's where we all at.
One of the things that I have been encouraging a lot of contests to do is to educate the public. And one of the ways that we're going to do that is by holding what I call barbecue tours. And I have a contest here in my hometown that I personally organize for fun. And it's actually over Memorial Day weekend. And so on Friday night, we have a concert, and we offer food and a free concert. And so people can meet at the information booth. And then I'm getting some master judges to help me so that we can do these tours. Like every 30 minutes, we can get a collection of people, explain to them what it means to be sanctioned and what the rules are and the judging and the preparation, and then take them around to some of the teams that I've already been talking with and making kind of some, you know, ask them if I could make some pit stops at their camp so that they can talk to some of the people. Because sometimes when you first go to a contest, you don't know if you're allowed to go talk to them and you're a little intimidated. So we want the contest to be welcoming and people to understand why it's so exciting and what makes it a sport, and just let the team speak for themselves. And then on Saturday, we may do a few tours, but Saturday there will be no pit stops at the, you know, team camp, because we will explain to them as we're pointing out the turn-ins, you know, why this is not a good time to be bothering the team. But it's still exciting, and they can see things happening, and it's just educating people. I've had a lot of people ask me about it, like, oh, you know, when are you going to start that, and I want to do that, and, you know, is it free? And of course it's free. You know, it's just getting some people to help you with that. So,
well, you know, and they do that. They do that, Angela, at the American Royal. You sign up to be on tour, and you know they send groups around to the teams and stuff. And
you know, I didn't know that.
Yes, and you know, at different times stuff. We were on the tour last year, and we had a bunch of people from out of the country that showed up at our deal. You know, it's kind of a neat deal. And you know, you kind of, with the Royal, you give them time frames where, you know, that you can have the groups come in, and they'll hang around for about 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, so they come by, and you talk to them a little bit, and share your love for barbecue, and, you know, sometimes they got some questions, stuff like that. And then it's a neat deal, and, you know, you get them to come in when they're, just like you said, when you're not, you know, real busy as far as turn-ins and stuff like that. And, you know, it is. It is a neat deal. You get to, you know, it gives the competition some more exposure in some different ways. And it also gives,
right,
you know, the other people that, you know, want to kind of see the other side of the barbecue, see what we're doing and stuff like that a little bit. It, you know, it gets them out there and lets them, you know, see some of that stuff. And it's pretty neat. And,
the biggest thing that I see is going on right now is, we do the competition, we put them on. We have to have, in order to get the city municipals and stuff involved and get them on board for this and grow bigger, you've got to have the participation from the public. And the events we put on stuff, and I see everybody, they've invested their money. The Chamber of Commerce spent their money, the town hall, the Rotary Club, and everything. And you would almost like, somehow, I don't know, you got to get the people out there, because
you gotta have
what happens
for the sponsorship.
If you don't get them out there, and they'll fund you 1 year, and then they don't want to fund you again because we didn't get to participate. And I don't know, tie ourselves with something else, or give away free food. You can't do that because the health inspector says you can't do it. But there has got to be a put on a band, you know, whatever. There's got to be an answer to getting the public involved. And I know it's there. I haven't found it yet.
You know,
well,
one of the things that
we're working on it.
One of the things that we used here in Oviedo was we did a partnership with Clear Channel, and Clear Channel owns several of the different stations that play here in the Orlando area. Now, mind you, it is easier to get people to come to your event than it is sponsorships. Sponsorships, because people get asked so many times, is just
sure.
It's like pulling teeth.
I'm not talking about sponsorship. I'm talking about the average Joe walking in off the street.
Right. But you got to have, in order for you to get the sponsorship and the support of the businesses, is you got to get those average people there, because then that gives you the visibility to those people that you're trying to get the money from. And so what we did is we have a separate little backyard amateur contest going on with the one of the big radio personalities here, and he is getting there's a contest that they're running constantly from their radio station saying, okay, you know, who thinks that they can cook against old brother Kevin? And he talks a lot of smack. And so they're going to end up with 10 teams with little spaces. They don't take up a lot of space, which is good. They're only doing ribs and chickens because they can come in on Saturday and complete that in a day's time. And it's giving us all sorts of free marketing by doing that. And they're willing to do something like that. And people are hearing about us all over Central Florida because of that partnership that we have, and it's not costing us anything to get that. Last year was our first year, and we had over 20,000 people that attended. And this year we're expecting over 30,000 people with the response that we're getting. And most of our marketing is free. We pay very little in our marketing. But you just have to be creative in working, and a lot of it has to do with partnerships, whether it's with the city or in the county, whether it's with other events. And as you know, it's all about, when it comes to sponsorships, it's about what you can do for them. And so we just happened to pitch something to 104.1, who in particular from Clear Channel is doing a lot for us, that they want to work with us and have a whole contest built around our contest. And it gets people from the public coming in. But there's other things you can do. You can have other types of contests, ancillary type of contests to get the public in. You can have celebrity judges or dignitaries and people, love to eat. They love to try food, and you can do it with these contests.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's the question. Every time last year we promoted and put on 10, and this year we're going to try to do maybe 15. We're not really set up to keep promoting and doing until we get a foundation. But the foundation is slowly building.
Good.
The biggest thing that I know, that when I'm walking and I'm sitting down and I'm eating breakfast for the club or the Chamber of Commerce or wherever I've been invited in, everybody kind of thinks this is one of these deals. You just walk in, check in, and say, this is what we're going to do, and this is what I plan on. You almost get to be invited in. They're going to be behind you. You have to have a shoe in and stuff. But the biggest deal I see, and I don't see, I know all the upper end stuff, I can talk about the money, I can do it. But when we all stand there and we're all happy, there's almost got to be, like, I don't know, somebody needs to work on it. The auxiliary cook on the outside, because these guys are not, they haven't qualified for their championship. A car show, shiny, clean, best truck, I don't know. But the deal is, we're never, ever going to be able to succeed without just huge, you know what I mean, just a huge backer, a multi-billion dollar backer getting behind us, unless we can get the public out. Now, if we can figure out how to do that, we just won the show. I mean, we'll be the grand champion that weekend.
Right. Well, it's just finding different activities that will, that appeals to your demographics and to the people that you're trying to draw, because that's why some people... they do music festivals, and I have some that are like existing angling type of contests, and they'll add, that on. Some of them will make have like a pageant that's tied with
like
it. They have car
sure.
shows,
well,
concerts, all sorts of different things.
It's like Andrews. Yeah, I mean, Andrews had different deals to bring everybody in. They brought in, carnivals and,
tractor pulls.
Tractor pulls, horse-mounted,
roping,
cowboy action shooting. And, I mean, that all brought people in there. And, you know, once you get them in there, then they're going to look around and, you know, see that stuff. And, you know, I think that, you know, for a little town like that one there, you were there, Angela. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I think that was a pretty successful little event that they had there.
Yeah, it really was. And they are very determined to just keep building it up.
Well,
each year and from there. So, I mean, it's they're willing to, of course, Andrews is in an area where they've got money in the area. It's not as easy as, you know, Midland maybe or Odessa. But
sure.
They do have some money in there. And they have the county, and which is also the city, you know, backing them and supporting them in what they're doing.
But
which
it's
is really
a small
important.
Town. Yeah, a small town. Like last year, they lost $22,000 when they put that on the city and it, you know, and so, but, you know, they had some strong stuff come out there, and, you know, they have kind of built it up, and they've really done well. I mean, you know, and it did. I mean, it's changed it. I mean, they have a grocery store there, a little hometown grocery store that puts up the money for the cook-off. And, you know, so, you know, it is kind of a neat deal. I mean, you know, little towns can do those deals. If you get, just like you said, you get the right partnerships, you get the city, the county, and all them people on board and stuff like that, you can have successful events and stuff like that and, you know, not have to spend a lot of money.
Well, our city here in Oviedo, we convinced them, and I had to pull some statistics. That's probably about the time that you started hearing Daryl talking about economic impact. That came from me because I was having to do some research on that because of the fact that if a city or a government gets involved, they want to know
what that event's
going to do for them.
And see, if there with the TBA, we're not, you know, we're up and coming and trying. And you know, right now, I think me and Miss Lisa looked at this afternoon, right before Mother's Day, when we visited. I got 97 semi-pro or pro traveling teams that I can put almost in any town right now in the state of Tennessee. But the problem is, and I can go to the Chamber of Commerce and say, look at my guys, who I am. What have we done? Look here what we're doing. And then we show up, cook some barbecue, and everybody comes out and says, oh, where can I eat my ribs? All right, can I do this? And I understand that's vending. But on the other hand, you've got to get them out there. I don't want to walk in and sell one job one day, go and perform, because I'm from the construction industry. Sell one job, perform, and not be able to, you know, because what we're telling the municipals are, we're going to be a big draw. There's going to be people here
that's
all
season. Is that, you know, when you look at your economics, I mean, and just what Angela was saying, I mean, you want to look at, But, I mean, what she's saying is that, you know, how many of them are staying in the motels? How many of them are eating food?
Exactly.
They're from the local stores and stuff like that. So they want to see the economic impact. If you come in, on a contest, they want to see, okay, all right, you have that contest out there. Let's say you got vendors or whatever, but they want to see what's it doing for their town alone. How much money are they spending with their local people that's there day in, day out? And, you know, how much is that building? That's what
every county, every city, every county, every state has a budget. And also, you got to understand, I don't care if it's in Tennessee or it's in Texas stuff, they have grandfathers and they have fathers of the community and they have city fathers and grandfathers stuff. And they're hard to get the money out of. There's a lot of money generating, whether, you know, where we live and what we do and stuff in our world. These people, they're generating a lot of money. As a matter of fact, they're getting cash fat. And that's a different story, and I won't talk about it on your radio show plans. But you know what I'm saying. But also, when you talk them out of it, and as being a promoter and stuff, then we've got to. Do we need to do a kids event? Because that means meemaws and granddads and everything. But these people drive by whether they ever participate or not, and they go, "Ooh, okay. This guy said this much. This guy said this big. This guy said there'd be fireworks." This guy, you know what I mean? And so you're there one show, and we can't be out as promoters and doing our cookers, whatever. You know, in other words, don't go sell yourself to be a world championship barbecue cooker and get a bunch of sponsors, and, you know, and then don't produce, you know.
Absolutely.
So they,
my daddy always
draw
said,
crowd.
"You see what you
I mean, you get draw crowd.
Say.
I mean, and I don't know how to do it. We've not been able to figure out how to draw a crowd yet on the barbecue side. I think car shows or something like that might work. I don't know. And we could do an alliance with them or something where we could have maybe the local car clubs or the local, you know, I don't know. There's got to be an answer.
In y'all part of the world, music, to me, it is like Texas. Texas has a lot of Texas music.
Right.
Where you guys are at, music. I mean, people love music.
Yeah,
people love music.
Yeah, we're in Nashville, brother. Nashville. Blues on one side of us.
And music
and
barbecue
is
synonymous. Yeah. Music and barbecue goes synonymous together so well that, you know, you bring that stuff out there, people love to sit around, eat barbecue, listen to music and stuff like that. I mean, those are things. I mean, that's what we do around here a lot. Most of our contests anymore have, you know, some kind of a musical act or something like that, and then they draw that in there, and that draws people in there. But, you know, like I said, I mean, you still got to, you know, for your Chamber of Commerce and all that, for them to invest in you.
Let me ask you this. Who pays for
all right.
that? So,
what's
okay,
that?
I'm here. I'm in Paris, Tennessee. You know where we're headquartered at, from Paris McKenzie here. At the Chamber's on here. Where do we? How do
well,
we promote?
Well, just like you said, there are budgets.
I mean,
there are budgets and stuff for some of this stuff. So here's what I'll say to you, and this is where it goes.
Competitors can't pay for it.
No, I'm not saying that. But here's what I'm getting at is that just where we were back to talking a few minutes ago is that okay, like in Plainview, Texas. Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce has grants. But what
right.
they want to know
good.
Is
I'm
because
yeah.
they generate their income from hotel taxes and stuff like that. And so there's some money sitting around in those deals. But what you've got to do is you've got to be able to prove, and you got to be able to say that, you know, okay, look, we're going to bring in, you know, more people. They're going to stay in the motels. They're going to eat the local food. You know,
they're not just going to be out there at the contest.
I know this.
You don't want to be involved in selling one deal shows. I understand that. We live here on the Tennessee River, and there is so much funding and everything. But we've got to make sure as promoters
you have
or whatever.
Someone
we don't need to sell a one-deal show. I don't want to sell
nobody.
Do you
nobody have somebody who's a professional organizer? It sounds like maybe you need someone who's done this before.
Yeah,
because
in my area,
I've been doing it for about 5 years. Last year I put on 3 large festivals.
Right.
I know exactly what you're saying, but
we undersell off the beginning, but then maybe we can build to it.
And what you need to have a good organizational structure, and that means that when you have a good organizational structure, when I'm an organizer liaison for the Florida Barbecue Association, and all that means is that I assist new contests to try to get them up and going, and I don't just do the contest side, but I help them with the marketing and the sponsorships and the children's area and the entertainment and whatever information that they need. And the first thing that I ask them is, do you have a good support base of volunteers? And
no,
meaning
nobody
that you
has
have,
that. I mean,
because you
believe
you have
me, nobody
to have,
has that.
Well, I do. I have a wonderful base, and that's the first
I
thing.
Wish you could move
and
to
a lot
Tennessee
of the contests
then.
Around here that go continue on year after year after year has an organization that they work with. You know, a lot of them will raise money for a nonprofit, and sometimes that's a good place to get get your volunteer base. But you're also key individuals who within that organization, because if you don't have enough volunteers that will help support you and I'm talking about key people who can help you and run with it. You know, finding someone who has the experience of setting up the entertainment. who has experience in setting up the children's area? Who has experience in each of those different things? And the first two committees or departments that you should have going before your contest continues is sponsorship and marketing, and you need really strong people in them, because the two things that you're talking about is you need, one, people attending your contest, and two, you need people paying for your contest or your festival.
Absolutely. That's what it's done.
And that's how, and you have to have an organizational chart so that once you design what your event is going to be like, then you go and you start assigning and finding people who can fill in those spaces that will have that experience to work with you. Because if you try to do it all yourself, too overwhelming.
I've done one here.
We did over 60,000 people in a single day.
I deal with 500,000 last year. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the question was not how to get done. It was how to get the people out there.
Right.
I mean, I went back and grabbed
it.
The reason I'm saying the thing is get the people there, or we need to come up with a gimmick or whatever, car shows, whatever it is. It's not a problem selling. It's not a problem even doing it. It's a problem getting the people. Do we all sign a big insurance release and stuff where we can give away to the people, for the people to come out and eat barbecue? I can get the municipals to get the money, and I can get a big shelter.
That's what I'm getting at. And in each one of those events that you do, you're going to have to bring something in there to bring those in there. A lot of times, barbecue itself may not be the one that pulls it all in there. But
yeah,
if you get something else going on there, then when they're there, they smell it and stuff like that, then yes, then they're over there and they're mingling in that end of it. And that's what we're saying is that it's like Andrew's. Andrew's had several different things going on. Throw those people in there. All those people didn't show up just to see us out there cooking. They showed up there to do other stuff, and then, they smell barbecue, and they're like, well, hey, what's going on over there? And that's it helps.
And that's maybe that's what I'm saying. It's not a problem to put on a show with the county fair. They're all paid for, everybody, TV, whatever, radio, everybody's talking about newspaper pickup. We need to figure out whatever's going to be the gimmick for our show. You can do a show. It's a $1 million production, and you can be tagged along with that. And then they look at your production and go, okay, that Friday night or that Thursday night didn't bring anybody in, really, And the people come in, then they come back and claim, well, there's a bunch of guys over there, there's 30 teams over there, and other than talk to us, they said nobody could sell us barbecue, or they couldn't give us barbecue or stuff that they were afraid they'd get, And so we've got to figure out, as a barbecue society, it's not a promotional thing. The TV's doing a good job. Barbecue seats are a good job. We're out there. We just got to figure out how to keep those people and get them to come in. Whether it's getting a universal insurance where we can all sell barbecue or give barbecue away, how's it going to work?
How that works is, like in Texas, all of us, and I do two or three contests a year that we get involved in that. And you can give barbecue away, you can sell barbecue. What you're going to end up having to do is every one of those teams that want to be involved in doing that, they're going to have to get a temporary health permit.
Right.
That's generally all it takes. They're going to have to meet a minimum requirement. And it's usually for stuff like that, for bending and stuff like that, it's a minimal thing. Most of the time they want like a canopy over your head. They want you to be some kind of a floor.
I know this. I'm still trying to figure out how to get people on the ground. People come in. They come in we can do all that. There's not enough people turn out for the barbecue show. And it's a Thursday night at your fairgrounds, and you've got this multi-million-dollar fairgrounds leased that night, and they're all donating and stuff, because they won't, and don't have them. How can we do that? Now, Daryl come up for our championship, and he promoted it a bunch, you know what I mean? And it actually was – Daryl ended up being, as far as all the – what we got back and stuff, and actually saved our butt. He come up and saved our butt.
We
actually promoted and done more because of Daryl, you know what I mean? And so they said, well, but – you know, but with that, hey, feathers to your hat. Without Daryl next year, I may not be able to sell this deal.
Well, see, I don't understand that. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I've been with Ducks Unlimited for 17, 18 years. And, okay. You know, we put on stuff like this every year. And, I mean, you know, whether you've got to go out and you need to sell tickets to it to get it out there, or you need to give tickets away, or promote it on the radio, that you're having barbecue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The chamber stepped up. We promoted and done, and spent thousands of dollars of their dollars.
And you're still not getting the draw.
You know, 200 or 300 people showed up, you know, and it was a bad rain day and stuff. And Daryl actually came up and made the show, actually. He interviewed all the dignitaries and the people that were running for, you know, and that made them all feel good, and everybody, all their buddies can go and punch online. And that all worked out. What I'm trying to say is, how are we going to figure out how to be the main show instead of the side show off the carnival and get the people to come out?
What I'm getting at is, well, that's the whole deal. Is, and you're going to have to do a better
job
of
you were lying with Ducks Unlimited for 16 years. Well, yeah, man. Federal Turkey, Elk, you know. If we can align ourselves with them, then we can do it.
But
as far as going out and selling. Okay, I'm
missing that. You're missing out here because, like, when I do Ducks Unlimited, and it's a local thing, even though it is Ducks Unlimited, it's a local thing, okay? We do all the promoting here. We're 22,000 people in Plainview, Texas, with 11% unemployment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We do all the promoting here. We sell tickets for a dinner, and, you know, just like last year, I mean, per example, we had it out at a buddy's farm. On the hog farm. The little place out there, we raised over $22,000 in a couple of hours. Okay? And, I mean, we paid for that whole deal. But, I mean, and all it was that there's about seven of us that go out there and we promote it for about 3 months. Whether it's tickets or you're on the radio or you're passing out flyers, you've got, and that's what she was talking about on marketing, is that to me, if you got the money side of it, then you guys are going to have to do more marketing to get it out there. You're going to have to, in other words, I mean, put up flyers in every business. Go out there and peddle it. Get it out there where people know it. It may not always be that, you know, the TV and the radio, maybe they're not getting out to the people that you need to get. But, you know, let's say that it's sitting, you know, on the door at Walmart or, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever stores you have, whatever you've got going on there downtown, when they walk in that door, they see your stuff. I mean, they know it's like, hey, man, you know, this weekend this is going to be going on out here. Let's do this. You know, and then, you know, you set it up. I mean, you set it up if you want to give away barbecue or you want to sell barbecue or whatever. I mean, all that stuff needs to be on that deal and let go. And I guarantee you, if you work at it a little bit on that end of it, it'll work. That's what I'm saying. That's what Andrews has done. Andrews has done They've brought in some other stuff to bring people in there.
I understand. I mean, I hear everything, and you're right. You got to have the boots on the ground and so on and doing, and that organization behind you. I actually am talking about maybe the bigger picture. I don't know. Maybe I'm not missing what you say. You're absolutely right. But as a barbecue body, in other words, I'm not talking about doing an event. I'm talking about, I don't know. Maybe one, maybe I don't know what's going on. Because I'm not being successful at it. We're putting on a lot of competition. And we're sanctioning a lot of competition. And everybody's very satisfied with everything we're doing it with our sanctioning body. So what I'm trying to do is be able to come up maybe with the idea of maybe I just need a big sponsor. because I can go to every town and say, Tennessee Barbecue Association is coming in. Man, we've heard all about you. You're all over the state of Tennessee, and we'd love to have you. And then I can maybe even get a couple of boots on the ground. And then when we do it, they say, well, it's a barbecue. Music venues maybe do better, and some, but we've got to be.
So, what is your goal? Do you want more members for TBA?
No.
Well,
oh yeah, absolutely.
What is your goal?
Well, we sign up. We want more members, absolutely.
What is your goal?
Maybe we want to do the barbecue competition and have the car shows come in or something. I want to align with us because right now the Barbecue Association, whether it's the county fair or whatever, they're not drawing enough people for the municipals to lot out the money to bring you back next year or the next year.
That's what I'm getting at, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, so where you're at is if you can't get enough funding for your barbecue stuff to keep going.
Right. I can do it one time. Okay. I mean, I can do it one time. I can go in and shake hands and love everybody and hug everybody's neck and stuff. And we had 25, 30, 40 teams show up. And boy, we got a show going on out here.
But you got to have a successful
bands,
event.
And the municipal hires all the bands and stuff. And then.
But here's the deal. And
you know,
this
there's
is 100, what I'm saying to you.
There's 100 people there.
But then that's what I'm getting at.
We can't give them barbecue. We can't sell them barbecue. We can't do, you know.
They're looking at the economic impact of what you have done with this.
How many hotels, how many hotels, how much
fuel. Whether you're a carnival or whatever, they're looking at it like, okay, we gave the TVA $1,000. And they look back at that weekend and say, okay, what was the economic tax base and stuff? I mean, what did it generate for us here? And then they look at it and say, well, you know, look like our tax, you know, our sales tax of like that, we generated an extra $50. Because that's what they're looking at. They're looking at that. They're looking at hotel taxes.
Absolutely.
They're looking at all the different things to generate
Absolutely.
That. So they say, okay,
that's right.
you generated an extra $100. We gave you $1,000, so it wasn't profitable for us to do something like that.
Absolutely.
So, okay. That's what I'm saying to you. So that's what I'm getting at is that, yes, you may have to do some other stuff to draw those in there, but then you've got to generate some income for that to show back up on their side of it. Now, vending and stuff like that, you know, in Lowland, like I'm doing a deal for Breast Fest this year, you know, I will, you know, it'll cost me 20% of my sales for Breast Fest. So, you know, they're going to look at me at the end of the weekend, and I'm bended, and,
now,
Tell
me something, Lance, you repeat that again, because that's, I think I heard what you said, and that would be awesome. Tell me again.
Okay, so for Breast Fest, they asked me to bend this year, and I agreed to it. Okay,
right.
And so what it will cost me to bend for them is 20% of my profit, so... You know,
okay.
if I do $1,000, I'm going to give them $200 of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, do you have a vending license, or are they just coming out and inspecting you for that weekend?
I'll have a state health permit. Is what I say I have.
Yep.
For those.
You probably got one, but
Texas is a little different. Yeah. But that's what I'm getting at. You can do a temporary one that weekend, and see, you can even
right.
do that. You know, I know in Texas. They do it for $53 and you get 14 days, okay?
Yes.
So, you know, your guys come in, they pay, you know, whatever it is for the temporary. And I'll tell you this, too. There's a lot of these counties that don't even charge you for a temporary health permit for something like that.
A one-day event, don't even charge anything. This whole thing, that's what I was talking about. Do you think that's the best thing to do, or do you think People's Choice Awards or whatever?
People's Choice Awards don't generate anything back to you. You know what I'm saying?
If you're selling $5 a ticket and you're putting it in there and everybody's turning in.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Theoretically, you know,
we've tried that, and, you know, a little bit. We're wanting the people.
Well, okay, you can do it a couple different ways.
Come out and eat, you know, or do, or And we want them to show up, and, you know.
Or you charge them $75 for a booth. You can do it that way, too. You can get your money up front. You know, hey, you want to come out and bend for us this weekend? And, I mean, it don't have to be just be food. It can be, you know, whatever. And a lot of them do that, too. They'll have craft shows. They'll have different stuff. And, you know, so you say, okay, well, you know, $75, and you come out there and do it. Andrews did that. It's $75 or $100. And, I mean, they had tons of people out there. They had food. They had, you know, jewelry. They had all kinds of stuff. Well, then that brings those people in there, and then, you know, that starts generating more income. So,
man,
you know, that may be the way to go for you, too.
Yeah, you know, it's, I just... You get like the economic impact. Everybody fills out. I have everybody filled out a survey and stuff like that, and they did. But
yeah.
You know, I know that I will be affected and sell it forward, and they understand that we're starting, and we'll be able to, you know. But like I said, I don't need to sell a hundred of them to see. You know, I don't need to sell 100 of them to see where we're lacking, and we're lacking in public being with us. You know, I mean, we put on a great show, and we're all out there cooking, we're doing everything, and then and we're getting money from the municipals and everything, and they're all standing out there, and they go, okay, it's not even raining today.
But, here's the deal, and this is kind of, I think, where you've gone, is that, you know, okay, you know, lots of barbecue contests, you know, their payout is solely based off of the number of
entries
they get.
That's right.
Okay, and so, you know, at that right there, you know, here's the deal is that, see, I mean, you're kind of going both ways. Because really, in most barbecue contests they put on, they're going to put it on, they're going to have X amount of teams come out, they're going to have a certain amount of payout, and that's what it's about. They don't have any money from the city or state or whatever. You know, they don't worry about that. Now, if you're wanting to put on an event and use those, then you've got to be able to get...
Absolutely, brother.
Those communities back, you got to give them money back. Because otherwise,
yep.
They look at it and they say, well, hell, you know, we gave you $1,000, but, you know, we didn't get crap out of it, and we're not going to bring you back in. So,
that was my question, and I was just trying to put it out there on a bigger scale. We're on radio on that. You know, I'm trying to... That's what I was talking about. What is the best? Or anybody calling us? Do people show us, or does everybody go ahead and pay the $30 up here in our state? Pay the $30 and serve that night, or how do we do it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
we always give 100% of the 100% of the entry back. And I sell.
No,
I have no problem. I can travel all over the state and sell for $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 worth of advertising and stuff like that. I need to put people in.
Wait a minute. You're saying that you give back 100%. You're giving 100% back to the teams competing, correct?
Yes, that's what we did.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. You're giving 100% back to the teams that are competing. There is no economic impact back to the city or the county that you're having it in. You see what I'm saying? You're giving that money to those teams. So if the city gives you $1,000...
Only the entry fee.
Okay. With the money that the cities and stuff donate, where does that go?
Oh, advertisement, shirts, bags, TV exposure.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
Daryl, whatever, we give it all.
But bags, T-shirts and stuff, where do those go to?
They go to the teams and we sell them.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We order 1,000 shirts or 5,000 shirts and we sell them out.
Okay.
I'm not worried about where we're getting the money. I'm trying to figure it's not an economic thing. I'm not saying that we need money or anything. I'm saying I need people stand and go, oh, this is the greatest thing we've ever seen, before I can sell it again. I can reproduce it. I'm not talking about money. I mean, we're not talking about economic.
You're trying to sell a barbecue competition, though. You're trying to sell a barbecue competition, and that's going to be hard.
Right. Well,
I mean, just to sell a barbecue competition is a hard thing, because the deal is that there is not, and a lot of times there's not a lot of draw. Now the one deal, and one thing with Texas
that was,
is maybe
that
it's
was
a little
my,
more successful.
That's my question. The people that dealing with it all across the country, how do we sell a barbecue competition? And I've just had the gift. I can talk to municipals into it. But how are we going to put feet on the ground? And we need to figure out a way, whether if we give them shirts, we need to give them free food, whether they can buy whatever. But that's the life.
Okay. But here's how Texas does it.
Our fun and our business. That's the life of our fun and our business.
They have everybody come in and judge. All of our judges come off the street.
Mm-hmm.
They're not certified judges. They come off the street.
Right.
So that's one of our big pulls, is that they can come out and eat barbecue and judge. Okay? That is one of the things that has made IBCA very successful.
See, that's true. So the TBA, when we do it and stuff, when I talk to people, I tell them, how much is certified? How much is this? How much is cases? How much is IBCA? How much is all this? How much is MBN? It's not. It's the people in your community. Is there a judge here that's a KCBS judge? Yes. Is there an MBN judge? I see.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, probably. Some are sitting in these chairs, but we didn't ask them. We didn't invite them. We want that to be judged.
Yeah.
And it's still not because I can tell, right? I mean, I know what the answer is. Now, we haven't figured it out. Put people in front of.
Well, but I mean, I'll tell you this right now, we've killed a show doing it too, because everybody has gotten off of here. Dude.
I'm sorry, and my
everybody's
not
in the chat room.
Either, but you'll.
Oh no,
what mean,
just, I'm just saying that's. I mean, that's what we got to be careful about.
It's
because
part of, it's part of our future.
It is,
I mean,
part of our future.
Competing,
but that's
the whole world. I mean, I compete, but I'm promoting too, and the only thing that's ever going to happen is the only way we're going to get more people competing is promote more.
Well,
make a bigger show.
I understand it, but here's the deal: I mean, I'm not getting on to you, but we lost everybody out of the chat room. We had five or six people in the chat room, and it's you and me now on the deal. I've got one more caller in. I'm fixing to log him in. And so we got to be careful about that, because that's the deal.
Well, I mean, I apologize, but when names get on, then I thought, well, man, hey, we heard anything about the championship or what we're going to do. And, of course, the TBA championship's got already deal. One world championship, we're going to get the other ones on. Not a problem.
Let me log this one in, but, that's the whole deal, is that,
We want
to promote barbecue, and I want to help you guys out as much as I can. But it's that's a tough deal, and
Hey, Lance,
yes.
I competed this weekend and won GC.
I've seen that. You've done pretty good. My heart, I don't mean anything wrong.
It's about the barbecue community and people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had to make it better.
Wrong, dude. I don't mean to take this stuff up, but that's what we got to do. We got to make it positive, because, that's the whole deal.
Well,
that's what I was saying about marketing.
Listen,
like
still
that.
On or listen, I apologize. And that's the politics of the business, and probably talk show shouldn't be politics.
So, we want to promote everything we can, and I've always been a big promoter of TBA. You and Chadwick are great, and, that's what I'm saying. But,
I want to save my baby, and if y'all had the insights, that, man, people don't work good, or this
well,
looks good. So,
and that's
what
I'm saying. I think that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, you may have to get a gimmick out there to draw that in a little bit, and, you may take. And like I said, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on bands and stuff. guy. I mean, we bring in sometimes, I mean, we spent, I think, $1,800 on a band here that is well-known in this area. And it brought out lots of people to come out and watch it, and they charged like $10 a ticket. And that's what I'm getting at.
$1,200.
But you got to generate money back to them, and that's how you draw the community. Because the thing about it is, they hear about a competition barbecue, and you know, you get a few people out there that are interested in looking at it. But you know, lots of women, children, stuff like that, they don't give a crap. I mean, the guys, oh hell yeah, they want to come out, check out the rig, look at it, see what's going on. They love it, and that's why you only get a few hundred people. But, you know, let's say that, you know, you got some other stuff going on. Well, you know, you got a craft show. Hell, the girls will come out there to that part of it. That will generate tax dollars back into that area, and so you'll have some economic impact. You'll have some more people out there. You know, the girls will say, hey, we want to go to the craft show, and the guys will like, hell, I want to go out there and look at the barbecue. That's how you do it. You've got to win. You've got to win both sides of it over. And that's how we do it in Ducks Unlimited. We used to have what they used to call a drake kill. And we just had guys. And we only had, you know, about 30 guys come out to the damn event.
There's the answer. That's the answer. It took an hour or whatever to get around. That's the answer. The guys come to the barbecue and, you know.
But you got to have something there for the girls, too. And if you have crafts or something like that, if the girls are interested in coming out and looking at it, then by God, they'll come. The guys, you know, it's like a car show. Same thing. Guys want to go look at those cars? Hell yeah. We all want to look at that stuff. The girls don't, and so, you know, it's hard that, you know, especially on a weekend, it's like, well, you know, I want to go look at the car show, but I'm going to be in trouble with my damn wife if I go doing that. But, hell, they got a craft show. Hey, honey, they've got a craft show out there. Well, yeah, I'd like to go look at that. It's like, well, you know, how we're doing that, you know, maybe we can check out the cars, stuff like that. They're more responsive to that stuff.
Oh, I apologize. Maybe it was just on my mind. You know what I mean? I apologize. Hey, you want to talk about my TC? Second week in a row.
Let me get this guy in here. 903, you're live.
Yeah, I called to wish you your second birthday anniversary.
My second birthday anniversary?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yes, Forrest. Damn, y'all long-winded.
Man, I'm sorry. And I apologize, but when this stuff kind of gets on your mind, and it's not just, I guess, where I'm coming from, it's not just what was on my mind in that 12-pack of beer. It was, I think, what's going to help our the barbecue thing go forth? Or is it going to stop?
Start with, it's not a spectator sport. They're not going to come out there to see if there ain't something else going on. So, yeah. I mean, if it's just barbecue, you ain't going to get but, I don't know, 30 or 40 people. Most of them friends of the cooks, and they're going to come out and hang around, and they're going to go home, and then you're going to have your judge and come out the next day. You know, you got to have something to go with it. Lance is exactly right, because, I don't know, 5 years ago in Andrews, we had 3 teams show up for a cook-off. Next year we had 4. Next year we didn't have one. And then we started back up again.
I'm so scared about my little baby here that I go sell it a whole lot because y'all can tell I am long-winded.
Y'all across
the country to give me some advice and say, call me, hey, maybe we shouldn't take a flight.
You can't hear me now. You won't listen long enough. You're too busy flapping.
I know, man, but I mean, when you're concerned about something, are you scared?
But you can't get any advice because you're not listening. You're too busy talking.
Well, that's just my opinion, what I'm hearing. Yeah, absolutely. That's been my problem all my life.
You need to go. If you got some festivals and stuff, get a Chadwick talk, find some festivals around there and get something that's already set. And ask them, can we come have a barbecue contest and set it up there? There's something that's already involved.
They're begging us. I mean, that I'm turning them down because I don't know what. I don't want to go spend my bullets and shoot all. I did not be able to produce. See? And that's what I'm asking the world.
Well, you can't go in there and tell them you're going to have 1,500, 2,000 people show up for a barbecue contest.
You're right.
Because it's not going
to
happen. Don't y'all have a trades day or something where people go buy and sell and swap crap?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you know,
you cook off.
So kind of the way we went into this is, you know, with the traveling barbecue teams, I can go sell it at I can promise you 20 teams out here.
Yes, you can't figure out 20 teams, but nobody's going to, it's not a spectator sport.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
people don't watch
your own team. Like NASCAR, they're not going to watch you go around and around and around.
Well,
you
know, they
watch NASCAR for the wrecks.
Do a billion-dollar industry. They're waiting for the wreck, or they're waiting for something, you know.
The barbecue, the TV, they see what's on TV. That's condensed down to a one-hour show, and they'd be out there filming 3 or 4 days. Hell, you don't know. So they're coming out there and want to see something.
Know.
You're not going to see nothing. So you can't sell it as you can't sell it as a spectator sport.
But here's the other side of that is, and here's something else, and something else that Andrews did that was very successful at is they brought in people like Mo Kasem. They brought in Ernest Cervantes. They brought in him guys. Well, hell, same thing. Them guys, and you know, they didn't pay a lot of damn money to bring them guys in.
Nope.
I know that for a fact.
I know
we
spent over $150,000 this year to get the carnival and the cowboy shooting and the tractor pulls and the car show and the barbecue. And, I mean, we went to the meeting last week. We've already started for next year. I mean, it takes a long time to get this stuff planned.
Yes. It's not something that just happens just like overnight or it takes a few months, especially on something like that. But you bring in a few of those guys like that, the people do know that they've heard their name on TV and stuff like that. Hell, they want to come out and shake that guy's hand.
Oh, yeah, but you got to make sure it's somebody that's people-friendly because, you know, some of them are not.
Yeah, some of them are not, but you've got one right there. You've got Chadwick.
There you go. There's your draw.
And, I mean, hell, he's a co-founder. I mean,
he's the founder. But you got me on, and that's right. And that's, I just want to, you know, the people would just sell it. I'm just trying to figure out how to sell it and make it family friendly, and everybody comes out. And do we need to align?
We got another caller. We got another caller. Let's bring him in. And I think this is Mark Bateman. And we'll just keep going. 575, you live.
Hello, Lance. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary, buddy.
Thank you, bud. Thank you.
Proud to be a supporter of yours and a fan of yours. Did you cook down in Levelland this weekend?
I did not. I kind of took the weekend off. My daughter had a dance recital yesterday evening, and I was doing a bunch of catering this week, and so my trailer, to be honest, you know how them oil-filled roads are, all that cleachy and everything? Do you know what they do to
yes,
a trailer?
Sir.
So,
I took
it off.
I just I want to call in and tell you congratulations on that one-year anniversary. I'm proud for you and proud of you. I appreciate you spreading the gospel as far as barbecuing goes, promoting
Amen.
Sport. I enjoy cooking against you on the occasions that we have. You're fun to camp near and shoot the breeze with. I did pick at you a little bit about the daggum air horn. It seems like you catch me off guard every time. Like I say, the first time you done that, I thought you was giving me a heads up that it was almost time to turn a medium. But you know, at the last cook, I about decided you just strike that thing when the mood strikes you. You don't, you're not giving us any warning. You're just having fun.
No, that it is. I mean, and it, you know, it's kind of one of the play toys. You know. So.
Oh, I understand perfectly, but like I say, as far as this other gentleman's conversation's going, as far as how to draw fans in, I don't know. I've received advice from others that's really, really important, but quite frankly, we're hoping to draw some fans in Hobbs, New Mexico, the way we're going to try to do it is exactly like the last gentleman said. We're doing everything humanly possible short of paying them. I'm not going to pay anybody to enter our contest, but we're trying real hard to have at least six guys from Pitmasters in Hives. We're pestering the fire out of them, begging, pleading, doing everything we do. Now, I'm not going to pay anybody to enter our contest. I think we got $30,000 prize money. We're going to run a cook-friendly event. We're laying out the red carpet for the cookers. As far as giving back to the community, what's the community going to benefit from our cook-off, listening to y'all talk, the community itself, as far as giving back to the county or the city, not too much, but we are going to donate between $20,000 and $30,000 to charities here locally. So I guess in a sense that's giving back to the community, but
sure.
That's not giving back to to the government, if you will. That's we're going to help three soup kitchens, and we're going to help three different charities. And as we talked on your program either last week or the week before, we're going to have the state cook-off competition do it. We're going to try to create some oil field rivalry out here between the service companies.
That won't be hard to do.
Because everybody out here in eastern New Mexico, West Texas, they cook steaks for the customers and different things, and everybody cooks the best steak if you hear it. So what we're trying to do is create a little competition among the local folks that cook steaks, and that'll include some local folks. So that's
sure.
The angle we're going at it now. Miss Iverson has she's caused me to rethink my position some on trying to draw the public. Okay, because as a cook, we tend to get involved in cooking, and the public tends to get in the way. Okay, so you're
yeah.
trying to make turn-in times, but yet you want to be polite to everybody that comes by, and so you burn your chicken while you're visiting. From a cook standpoint, the public is a nuisance. Okay, but I say, as a promoter, looking at it from the promoter angle, which is a first for me, I can see where they're a necessary evil, if you will. We're going to look at some things to try to draw the public out to our event. We're looking at, at some of the things that Andrews did that you've mentioned. And, Andrews, I thought, done a remarkable job for the size of town they are. In fact, I can tell you this right now, old Jesse and that bunch over there, I don't anticipate us having near what he had over there. To me, a barbecue cook-off is about the cook.
And that's what I'm saying. You're true right there, Mark, because that's exactly right. Most of the time, a cook-off is about the cook. That's what it's about. And, you don't worry about anything else. You don't have a lot of a local sponsorship or anything like that. You generate it off of what you bring in. Sometimes you do. Yours is a little bit different. But a lot of times it is. It's nothing but, it's a cook-off, They show up to come cook, And a lot of times you don't have a lot of public involved in it.
Now we're going to set up a vendor's corner, okay? And then in that vendor's corner, what we're going to do is sell food over there. We may find some other folks that want to vend some other items, but we're going to try to keep the public off of the cooks wanting food from them, because the process to get that tag in order to sell food or give away food both from the cook in the fine state of New Mexico is challenging. So what we're going to do is try to protect the cooks that way as well, and give the public an opportunity, okay, to purchase food from vendors. The other thing we're going to do to try to help the public is we're going to give the vendors a sweet deal as far as being able to set up out there and vend their products. We're not going to ask for a penny of what they sell. We're going to charge them a low flat fee, about like an entry fee for a barbecue team. Whatever they sell, they keep, you know. Maybe we can help the vendors that way, because like I say, they won't be any more invested in what the barbecue cooks are. And, you know, they can sell their wares and they don't have somebody dipping in their pockets afterwards.
Sure. Well, and that's what I was saying. I mean, you know, some of them do it that way. Some of them, you know, I've had it both ways. And some of them, they'll charge just a fee to come in to vend, and then some of them charge, you know, percentage. And my big deal with, you know, of course, the one I was talking about earlier was Breast Fest, and they're going to donate those proceeds back to the American Cancer Society. So, you know, I really don't have a problem, you know, them getting 20% of it. I mean, because, you know, it's for a great cause. I mean, and, you know, situations like that there, I mean, I'll do all I can on that end of it to help. So, you know.
And I agree with that, Lance. When you're giving a percentage like that to Breast Fest, and dinner from that bunch is going to run a heck of a competition, there's no doubt about it. They've picked a fantastic charity to support. And, you know, when they're going to take that money and give that back to charity, I would think you as a vendor and me as a competitor, okay, I don't mind paying that entry fee, you know. And as a competitor, sure, I want to walk and I want to do good in the competition or I wouldn't be entering. But, okay, you walk away knowing, okay, well, you know, worst case scenario, we made a portion of what we paid either went back to the guys that just spanked our hineys or it went to Breast Fest. Well, you can drive home, you know, you can drive home a lot easier knowing if you got your butt handed to you that it went to a charity, you know, and that's...
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's another thing. You know, that's another thing we're doing here in Lee County at the Black Gold is all the entry fee money is being donated back to charity, every bit of it. Our prize money, we live in a community that has stepped up to the plate and is going to tend to the prize money part of it. So we're still hiring a few sponsors to help with the operational costs, but short of that, we're really blessed that every entry fee in both the barbecue and the steak cook-off part of it, we're donating back to charity.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's kind of like the Breast Fest, you know. If you get your butt handed to you over in a competition, well, you can just drive off and go, well, at least we help breast cancer some way, and that's a good thing.
No, that's right. All right, we got another one in. It looks like we might even have Chadwick in here tonight. There he is.
I'm right here. Lance Moore, Chris Chadwick in the house. What's going on?
Not much, buddy.
I just got into the house and sat down and seeing where this was your year anniversary. Congratulations on a successful year of being a barbecue superstar show host. And I just wanted to call in and just say I'm proud of you and just keep up the good work. And let's just keep promoting barbecue and letting the smoke roll.
Absolutely, buddy. Well, we got Goob in the house. We got Mark Mason in the house.
Lord, I've been here. I wrote the year anniversary.
No, I can't imagine that.
No, I know.
Well, I'm
sorry.
We want to promote everything and get it out there, and that's what we're about, buddy.
So, well, I tell you what, you got Mark Bateman in the house, and you got the Goob in the house. You got some characters there. I know Mark's putting on that big show right there at Hobbs, New Mexico. That's going to be one fine show. Mark's got it going on. Got some big money paying out. There's no telling how many teams are going to be there to duke it out and see who's got what it takes to win some of that money.
Well, Carl,
I'm
with you.
I'll be there.
thanks for promoting us there, Chris. We'd love to have you roll out here and take some of that black gold home with you.
Well, brother, I tell you what, it'd be an honor to get to come out there. You know, I love to come out there and see all my brothers and sisters in Texas and New Mexico also. If I get down that way, I would love to. It's just a poor little old country boy like me, it's hard to get to go many places a lot of times. So if I don't get down there.
If you can, I've got an offset pit sitting right here that you can use.
And I understand that, Chris. And you chasing that Pitmaster deer, we're so proud that you made that Pitmaster show. And we just appreciate what you're doing for spreading the word in barbecue as well.
Absolutely.
It was good to finally meet you in person over there in Andrews briefly on your way to Midland. I'm glad that the wind didn't treat you boys from back east too awful bad that weekend.
We had a great time. I had Goob right there with me. He's just like a brother to me. We went down there and cooked it up, and we had a huge time. We might, you know, in barbecue world, now here's the key to this. Barbecue world, we go to compete. And we know we're not going to win every one of them. You know, we'd always like to win them all. But, you know, I think if we won them all, it wouldn't be near as fun. But here's the thing. We went down there to win, but evidently, you know, and the way it played out, we didn't get to win. And, you know, we're big boys, and that's okay, but the thing about it is we didn't get to win, but we stole the show, baby. I mean, we went in there and just had a big time and had fun, and I tell you what, we just had a huge time, and that's what it's about. You know, we got to have this whole journey of life. We have some hard times and some harder times, and then we have a few good times. And I tell you what, that was one of the best times I'd ever had, getting to go do something like that. And we just had an awesome time. We're going to keep supporting barbecue, whether it's IBCA, NBN, the wonderful great state of Tennessee, Tennessee Barbecue Association, KTBS. We're going to support it all and make it happen.
But we're going to make it better.
Chris, that's why I come to you. You're the superstar that you are, buddy, is because you got the right attitude about it, and you're representing our sport well, and it's nice to be able to call you a friend. Class act, that's what Chris Chadwick is, and it was a real pleasure meeting you in person there in Andrews. And I just wish you the best. Whether you get to come to our contest or not, I ain't going to think no more or less of you either direction. You're doing everything you can to promote our sport, and I think that's a wonderful thing, and I appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, well, you're quite welcome. I would love to come down there. I really would. And if I can't come and be there in physical form, I'm going to be there in spirit anyhow. I mean, you know, it's just it's a lot of hard work. Barbecue is a lot of hard work. And, I mean, going to the competitions every weekend or twice a month or once a month, it doesn't matter. It's hard work. It's not an easy sport. We love to do it. That's why we all do it. I mean, Goob just got another grand GC this past weekend. We got to give Goob a big shout out. I was proud to see that.
Yeah, he got a grand. You got a reserve.
Well, I did. You know, we just went in there and tried to put out some real good product, and we had some fine cooks there, you know, and we just want to put out a good product wherever it fell. You know, we try our best every time we go. That's the key. Try your best. And execution is always the last 10 minutes of that box prep and putting it in and getting it right. Execution is, you know, very crucial. But we did manage to get a reserve out of it this weekend. Was proud of that because we really hadn't got to cook a whole lot this year yet. And we were proud of that, just like our cook on Pitmasters, you know. They like to – it is a show, and they want some drama in there, some crucial times, you know. I mean, just like any show, you want some drama in there. But I tell you what, we didn't have any drama. We didn't have – we really were good brothers. We're close barbecue brothers with our other two teams. And I think it played out that way. We all were very complimentary of each other. We had much respect for each other. Just had a great time with them. And we picked back and forth some. You know, that old infamous purple knife gag, you know, that was true. They just didn't play it out. I went to pull my drawers down, but they didn't. They cut that off before they let me show that.
The drawers gone. Lower the body.
Well, I didn't want you to know, I got satellite in my trailer yesterday, Chadwick.
Yeah.
Just so you know. And you were the first show that I watched right here inside the new trailer. I watched Chadwick compete last night right here.
Well, you know, me and Goob was cooking our tails off, and we had a great time. But you broke the red sled in right. You know, you watching the Tennessee boys let the smoke roll and have a big old time. We did have a great time.
Yeah, don't tell the Texas boys that. You know,
I have much respect for a lot of Texas boys, but you get the Texas boys mixed up with the Tennessee boys, and oh, it's on its own. I mean, we're gonna have one heck of a time, and
if you don't believe that, Lance, to go back and think about it, Great Texas O's in Tennessee, and a big thank you for Alamo and all that business.
Yeah, well, and I got to be careful there, too, Bateman, because, you know, my mother was a Crockett. And Daryl kind of knows about this, but, you know, seven generations or so back, however long it was, David Crockett was one of my uncles. And he was a Tennessee boy. He come down to the Alamo. He fought and gave his life for it. So you're right about that one.
I gotta interrupt real quick. You know, I really would figure you more of a Wild Bill Hickok descendant.
My mom was a Crockett, and that's how I was more. And they all come from more in that part of the world, actually. You know, all my descendants and stuff. But yeah, that is a true story. That's a true fact about. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. He's got some Tennessee roots in him.
Well, now I'm going to have to be honest. Now, don't be a hater, but I've got a little Lone Ranger in me, so.
Hey, well, Lone Ranger
was the man, now, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And how Silver Way is rocking it out still today in my book.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I got some Tonto in me, too. But that's right.
What?
Now, we got to go here now, Chadwick, because we're talking about this. Did you see the new Long Ranger movie?
I don't want to bring that up, but yes, I did.
Yeah, that was not good.
Well, here's the deal. I know we don't have movie hour here on the West Texas Pitmaster Show, but I'll keep this short and sweet. I am a Lone Ranger fan. I am a Tonto fan.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I love the old serial of the Lone Ranger.
Old B-movie, cowboy movies were great. They really kind of screwed that deal up.
Well, you know, they just depicted Lone Ranger being really a different character than he's always been depicted and portrayed. It is a little different, but I still enjoyed the scenery, the action, the Western feel, and you know, and I didn't just hate the movie, but It wasn't one of my favorites, but, you know, I wanted to watch it, and I did enjoy it to a certain extent. I was just kind of disappointed in a few of the aspects of it, but it rocked
it
out pretty good.
It was more of a comedy than it was the Lone Ranger was originally.
Right.
Well, and, I mean, you understand, I mean, you know, you look at mine, and you guys look at my logo, and what does my logo have on it? You know, you got to go back into the Westerns there because, I mean, I have one of the famous sayings on my trailer, on my logo. You know, half gun will travel. I have half smoker will travel. I mean, that's what I grew up on, guys. I mean, I grew up on them old shows, and they were great. I mean, that was some of the best stuff out there in the world. Even to this day, I'll watch Bonanza and stuff.
That couple T at the last cook-off over in Andrews wanted to know if you was going to play that old country music or new. And you said you didn't know there was but one type, and then Merle Haggard broke out.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Mark, let me ask you a quick question. How many teams, what's your projection on your cook this year at Hobbs?
Well, Chris, we think we're going to hit 100. We're looking for 100 teams, and we think we'll come in between 70 and 100 in the state cook-off.
Well, I tell you what, I don't see any reason. As many teams are down and around that part of the world, I don't see why you couldn't have 100-plus, especially with that kind of payout and that kind of incentive to come cook. Because
Chris, we're working it with the flyers at every contest when you put them in people's hands. We're working it on the Facebook. We're working it through the Barbecue Superstars, both in Lance's show here. And I'm supposed to go on another show for too long. It's based out of Florida there. With Miss Lori Freeze.
Lori Frazee,
I'll be honest, we're getting some inquiries through the email from teams out of Florida wanting to know if they can enter or how to go about entering. I'm looking for 3 to 6 teams to drag out of Florida toward here. We've given personal invites to, you know, of course, like myself and Mike. And Myron and Myron's boy and then also
Michael.
We've given personal invites to him. Junior has already committed to not only entering but also entering the steak part of it because the steak cook-off part of it, Chris, we're going to donate 100% of the proceeds of that to diabetes to honor the man that really it was his dream to have this Lee County Barbecue Cook-Off. A good friend of mine, Tom Pearson, he passed away on March 31st. So we're gonna donate 100% of the proceeds to diabetes as far as the steak cook-off. The other charities that we're going to support, he picked them on what, you know, back before he passed away. And like I say, We're seeing some excitement. I gave personal invite to Walter Stump McDowell. We're giving, you know, Big Mo, Ernest, all the big-name cooks we've given personal invites to. And then, you know, we're just working it the best way we know how. As far as advertising the barbecue news or like we've not done that as of yet. Do you have an opinion on that one way or another?
Well, I tell you what, you got Audrey Evans right there with the Barbecue Times out of Georgia.
Yep.
And I think they're really reasonable on any kind of advertisements and things, and I'm sure it wouldn't hurt to put a spot there, and you're welcome to put it on the TBA website, and you're going on Lori's show, and anytime a little later, if you want to come on mine, you're more than welcome to come on mine. We'll talk about it and get it out there, and you're going to have BSPN live there also, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We've already We've already taken care of our obligations there as far as financial. They're paid, and we're in good standing with them. We are a part of that world BSPN championship chase out here in the Southwest region. And we have, we are going to have BSPN live here. We're also negotiating with a couple of different radio stations locally to provide music. And as we go to finding out whether some of these big name crooks are actually going to make the trip out here or not, then we're going to go to listen with local TV channels as far as coming over and giving us some coverage that way as well.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now, because I advertise with Audrey every month. I've been doing that for 2-3 years now. Mark, July, August, September, well, if you'll get me something kind of together, I'll run in my place on barbecue on the barbecue time.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Well, like I said, I have a deal with her every month, and I've always had that out there, and I've had that up for several years, so I've got a pretty good spot. It's online and everything also. And give me some information, kind of what you want out there, and I'll get them to make up a deal, and we'll put that in my spot. And we'll promote it July,
that.
August, September. Okay?
Appreciate that.
Anytime, man.
All right. Well, boys, I'm going to sign off for here. Chris, it's good talking to you again. Lance, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Congratulations again on that one-year anniversary. I hope maybe, 9 years down the road, we'll be talking about a 10-year anniversary.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Joe, you boys have a good evening. Good talking to you.
You too.
Mark, take care of yourself. Great to talk to you, too. And you have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so I got you two TBA boys on here now. Hell, let's get this going.
I guess I'm so embarrassed. And you said it was your 1 year anniversary, and I'm so embarrassed to talk about politics.
Hey. I told you that's enough of that, and we're not going to worry about that. Like I said, I mean, you know, our big deal is let's promote it, let's get it out there. And, we just want to we want to have a good time. And like I said, I mean, I'll do anything, and I've always told you guys this, I'll do anything I can for you guys to get that out there. And that's the big deal is we need to promote it. We need to get it out there. And we need to make people aware of it.
Yeah. What I was trying to say is it had nothing to do with the TBA. It had just as much to do with y'all or anybody else. It's just the barbecue world.
And we're all brothers. We're all brothers in this. Brothers and sisters. Let me just get my butt in trouble. So, I mean, that is it. And, I mean, we're all after the same thing. We're all promoting the same thing. And, you know, that is. It's the love of barbecue. It's the camaraderie, the fellowship, and stuff that we have in barbecue. And then that's what we're about, guys. I mean, you know, and that's what we look for. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's how we all got together to begin with, was because we all have a love in barbecue. Whether you're promoters, competition guys, or you love to eat barbecue, we've all got that same thing in common.
Well, Lance, you know, every weekend, it's not for Lisa and I. We compete every weekend, and I love the ideal of competition barbecue so much that I just want to make sure it's going to last forever.
I agree, because that's the whole deal. We don't want it to be a fad.
No,
the whole deal. We don't want it to be a fad. We want it to be a way of life, like Chadwick says. It has become a way of life, and we want to make sure that's the way it's safe. Ain't that right, Chadwick?
You know, Lance, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, we boys in the barbecue world, it started as a hobby, and it is still, you can still classify it as a hobby for some. But it is a way of life for us that really believe in it. We support it. We believe in the cause. We always like to do fundraisers and help people, just like Mark talking about what they're doing for these charity organizations.
Hold on one second. I'm going to log one more person in before we get knocked off here. 314, you're on. Chadwick's talking. But I got you in, so we'll go here in just a minute. All right, Chadwick, sorry.
Oh, that's
I want
right.
to get him on before we went into archives.
Well, you know, I just like I say, we believe in real morals and standards and values, and the barbecue community as a whole pretty much has that also, you know. And we like to support, we like to help, and you know, we can't do it by ourselves. We got to have it as a whole. Everybody's got to get on board and help. And,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not a fad just because they're running a couple of TV shows. I figure out how we can do it, and it's like a sport. You know, it is a sport. I write about sport.
It is a sport.
Of course it's a sport. It's a sport. It is. And you've got to have the passion to compete just like any other athlete. Of course it's a sport. But it is a way of life other than just being a sport. But yeah, I don't know what I'd do without it. I mean, it's made so many things change for me in my lifetime. And
absolutely. Me too.
And I'm not.
Me too.
And I'm not a. I'm not a superstar in the industry or anything. I'm just an old country boy from Tennessee that loves to cook barbecue and cut up and have a little fun, and doing it for the right reasons. And you know, that's what it's all about. And when you do it for the right reasons, I'm going to tell you something, guys. When you do it for the right reasons, it's going to come back to you tenfold every time.
Mm-hmm.
And
you are
realize...
exactly right about that. And that's
yes,
the big
sir.
Amen, because you're right about that one.
Yep.
So who else we have in the house here?
Hi, Lance. It's Amy.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm good. And I just realized, I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's Sunday. So I look, sorry, it's Amy Hayes in Kansas City.
Mrs. Achilles is what we're going to call you now.
I recognize that voice.
So you know about the leg. Anyway.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's Sunday night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's like 10 minutes left. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I'm calling in just so I could be on the end when it, like, ended. So.
Well, we're in recording now, so you're good to go. See, and I want to congratulate. I know you were busy cooking OBR, and I want to say hats off to OBR. Y'all did a great job. Kicked some butt again. And I know Stan, he had to go do the
Wait a minute,
Lance. Yes,
Lance,
yes.
Did you just cut me off and ignore everybody else?
No.
No. Okay.
I didn't cut everybody else off. They're all still in here.
Yeah, we're here, girl.
Hi.
Yeah, we're just being respectful and giving you time to talk. Shoot.
Yeah. So, and then Stan wins a GC at the Sands Club Challenge. How in the heck? That was great.
Dude, that's what I wanted to call in and tell you really quick was, oh, my gosh, as much as I, you know how much I've been studying brisket for months and months and months. And Stan and I practiced, and then, holy, we got our first call in brisket in over a year, and it was fourth place.
I know. It was awesome.
And then, I was in Arkansas, and I did not have any cell phone service while I was there. I had to borrow people. I'm Sprint, so I had to borrow someone's cell phone, and Verizon works the best. So
yeah.
I borrowed someone's cell phone to call Stan so I could be there, you know, kind of during awards.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. We
won.
Oh,
it was awesome. It was awesome. I seen that, and I was so proud of you guys. And I know, like I said, I know that you were busy. Y'all were doing OBR for all the tornado victims. Y'all were in three different areas, weren't you?
Mississippi,
right?
Maybe.
Mississippi, Arkansas.
There were two in Mississippi. I just know Arkansas. That was, and I was pretty much cut off from the rest of the world because I did not have cell service. I mean, I could maybe text. It was challenging, so I just stopped doing it.
Yeah,
it was very aggravating.
It took out their cell tower there, if I understood right.
Yeah.
It wiped out their cell tower when okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was a great deal. And, I mean, you know, I know that you wanted to be there with Stan and that you were doing some great things, too.
It was driving me nuts Saturday morning. And I once again, I had to borrow someone's cell phone. And I'm underneath a tree, like in the middle of a field, with the cell phone going, listen, what have you done with the chicken? And I'm like, what have you done with this? Did you do this? Did you do that? I'm like, this is what you're going to do with it. And, I mean, we went through every meat. Oh, my God, it was killing me. It was, I hated it.
Well, he did y'all proud. He did y'all proud. And, that was one of the tough ones there. And, I mean, you guys pulled it out. I mean, to pull reserve or grand out of that deal, that's awesome. That really was awesome.
That's our second grand. That's only our
second
grand. We've only had one other.
Yeah.
And
you
I missed it.
I'm waiting for that grand myself. I'm waiting for my second one. I've got a grand in reserve under my belt. I don't know how that is. I mean, that's a good deal. Let's pull that off in the Sand Club Challenge. Pull a grand in the Sand Club Challenge, especially in Missouri or Kansas. But I'm in Kansas.
It was on the Missouri side, but it's technically Kansas City. Because
that's awesome.
The one in St. Charles, and, you know, that's
right.
Kind of considered Missouri.
Yep. Okay. Pull it off in that part of the world. I mean, that's about like coming to Texas to compete. They don't get much tougher. So.
I don't know. Well,
I'm telling you, Texas is pretty rough. Especially when that wind starts blowing and that red dirt's everywhere. And I'm telling you, that red dirt's blowing. It's the wind and that flat plain, that wind comes across there. Yeah. I've got some experience in the Texas area, but it's a great place to be. I'm looking forward to Buffalo Springs Breast Fest. I'm ready to come back and have a hoot and a holler and just have a big old time.
We ought to get Stan Hayes and Amy down there. They ought to come down to the Breast Fest. You know,
I don't know. It depends on how far down that is. It's not that far. I spent a week in Arkansas. I met gypsies for the first time. I had an incident with gypsies. Never knew what they were, but I know I was scared for my life. So, I mean, seriously, I'm like, wait a minute, where are you wanting us to go?
Y'all are in Kansas City, right?
Yes, sir.
We're about 689 miles apart. And I know that for a fact because I was in Kansas City last year. I drove it.
What I learned this weekend was, I guess they target out-of-state license plates, and of course, you know, I was in an OBR truck. I had the big hotshot, the food service truck I was driving. Oh yeah, she was all over me. She was like, "Oh, I'm writing you down. I'm suing you," and I'm like, "For what?" Oh my gosh, it was nuts. I'm sorry, now I'm venting. So I'm thinking, like, I don't want to go anywhere right now, but we're leaving for Memphis in May in a couple of days. Chris, are you going to be there?
Yes, I'll be down in Memphis in May on Friday. I won't be cooking, but I'm going to be out and about and trying to shake hands and meet everybody I can. You know, that's just that's the other part of the barbecue world, what's great about it. And I will be there. Will y'all be cooking or just out and about?
We are there solely for OBR. And
okay.
I will be the one limping.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'll be
oh,
man. Tonight.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of
excitement. I wish I could be there. I get invited every year to go, and dang it. I got catering this weekend to do, so I won't be there.
Well, I'm going to put her in the wind, and I'm going to head down early Friday morning, and I'm going to stay all day, and I don't know if I'll stay Friday night and for Saturday or not yet. Just depends on the plans. But we're going down to hook up with the international team, the Danish team. They've already called and said, be sure to come see us. And then I've got to see my boys, Tuzos to Port. They're a big MBN Memphis team.
Yeah,
be there.
Okay. Those ones really invite me to come down, and I never
come. Yeah, they're great guys. They're also, several of them guys are TBA members also. And I'm going to hang out with the Shed Barbecue for a little while, see Hobson and Brad, and I think Chef Sarah will be there with them. And so I'm going to hang out with them for a while. And I hope to see Chris Lilly and talk to him for a few minutes. And I'm just going to get in there and just have a big time and talk to a lot of these people that I don't get to see but once a year. And that's just a few. That's just to name a few. And just have a great time. And I'm definitely going to go hit the OBR area and meet and greet everybody and try to, sign up. I don't know,
Chris,
what I can do, but I'm going to get in there and...
You know what, Chris?
Yes.
Memphis and May would not give us a booth or an area. They would not give us anything.
I can believe that.
And then it came to a point where it said, okay, we would even pay for it. Because of paying for a hotel room, and then it's like, well, at least we could pay for a site and walking back and forth, or we could share a hotel room or alternate from sleeping in the rig. And no, and they said no, we could not, OBR could not get a spot. So we don't have a spot.
Okay, let me ask you this. So what would it take to bring OBR into an event?
Well, wait, Stan and I will be on foot. So thank you for saying, well, you'd stop by, but you can't. Cause
well, how about if,
we're gonna
how
be
about
on
if
foot.
I track you down? I'll just track you down. How about that? We'll get together. We'll have a big cold glass of sweet tea with lemon. And
I would love some sweet tea.
And I'll hang out with you, and we'll just go from there, play it by ear. That's how we do it, and that's how I do it. A little Southern hospitality, and we'll just have a great time. But I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'll find you.
Well, thank you. You too. I think I'll have a few places where maybe I can sit down and prop my leg up. We don't have a place. So
okay.
We're kind of
homeless. Well, I tell you what, for what you do, but now this, here's the thing, what you do and how you represent barbecue, especially promote and do all the goodwill that you do, I am sure that you can park at any barbecue tent down there pretty much and stay there the whole time. I'm sure the red carpet will be rolled out.
I met a few people when I was in Arkansas. Lance, you listening?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. While I was there in Arkansas, I did not know anyone. Will and Stan sent me with I said, I need to go on a deployment. And they said, okay, you're not going to know anyone. And sure enough, I did not know anyone. I think there's maybe two teams, the Rat Pack and something called Party City or Party Something. I think, you know, that's a place I know that I could, because I spent the weekend with them in Mayflower, I think I could go there and say, hi, can I, you know, sit down for a minute?
I guarantee you can go sit down to Chet Girl with Brad and them. I guarantee it.
Well, and Sam knows that. Well, they're way too popular. I'm not going to want to go, okay, excuse me, can I go sit in the corner for a second and prop my leg up?
They will let you. I'm telling you, though.
Yeah.
They're down-to-earth people. They'll let you.
Express, that ain't a problem.
I went in, the first time I ever met them, I was in Memphis in May, and I went in and hung out at their booth and had a beverage or two and cut up. And I mean, that was the first time I'd actually ever met them.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you guys this. I mean, you guys weren't in earlier, but last year I met Brad at the Royals.
Right.
And hey, I took pictures with my daughter, and I mean, it was just great with her. Well, we had a kids' queue here in Plainview, and you know, I thought we had some other stuff lined up. Well, it all kind of fell through, so it was kind of a last minute deal. So I sent text. I sent Brad a text one morning. I said, hey, I said, you know, I said, what would it cost for some barbecue sauce to come from the shed, for, you know, for the kids' queue?
Oh, nice.
And,
sure.
And, I mean, you know, next thing I know, and, you know, he's like, he said, we'll take care of it. And within, I mean, I'm not kidding you, within 3 days, I had 30 bottles of the shed barbecue sauce sitting in my driveway from Brad.
Really, well, that's just what kind of people they are. That's what kind
and
of people
they are. They're great people.
Most barbecue people are. That's just fortunate that they've been blessed, and they've had a lot of hard work, but they've been blessed and are able to do that for people, and they love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. We all love to do things for people and help. That's our God-given nature. You know, people in barbecue. And we love to help. Some of us are limited to what we can do simply because of our status in life. You know what I'm saying? But we all want to help and do. And that's just bottom line. We're going to help and do regardless. We might not be able to do as much as somebody else, and we might be able to do more than others. So, you know, it takes the whole community. It does. So I'm just thankful to be a part and know a lot of good people. I continue to broaden my horizons with friends that I will call family as soon as I meet them. So that's what it's all about. I'm about that, and I love being around people that have the same interest and passion. We, you know, we can talk, you know, when I get on that plane and I fly out of Texas or I fly out of Florida or wherever, we start talking barbecue. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, you're going to talk some barbecue with us. We're going to talk about what you like to eat, what you know, and that is a common denominator in this world. And people love to talk it. And, I mean, you just won't meet a stranger when you present yourself, right, and you talk things like that. So I'm all for it. For the greater good, and just hope.
Well,
I
you
can
know,
be
and,
able...
and that's something we got here. And I mean, you know, I'm kind of thinking about this, you know, Chadwick. I mean, you're coming to Lubbock. You know, we might need to bring OBR into Lubbock. By golly, you know, something you don't know, Amy, is that Texas Tech is the leading wind science place for all the tornado research and all of that.
Well, I tell you what, we need some Texas oil billionaires to stand up and get behind that, and it makes it possible. You know, you've got to raise the funds to go. So
we need to bring y'all down here. Do y'all have anything going? You need to talk stand about this. Anything 8th and 9th of August?
August?
August 8th and 9th of August. Do you have anything going?
Actually, I'm on my phone, and my calendar's on my phone.
That's me.
Hold it down for a second. Look at it.
Don't give me to spell a word while I'm on my phone, because this is not going to happen.
Exactly, because my spell check thing is on my phone.
Okay.
I want to say there is something, but I'm going to say it's not major, but that's when the kids start back to school. It's getting close to that. So
it's getting close, but it's probably not quite yet, is it? Maybe a week or so?
I don't know that there's – I don't know. You just need to let me know what it is. I don't I
guys,
know
let me cut in. Let me cut in. Let me interrupt before it gets too deep in here. I hate to leave
what?
Out, but I've got to leave. I've got to run off. But I'll talk to you soon, Lance. And Amy, I look forward to meeting you and Stan both in Memphis in May. I'll be out there around. I'll probably be wearing a big old red shirt. Do you see a big old fat guy walking around with a red shirt on? It's chances are it's going to be me.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, he ain't that fat. He thinks he's pretty big, but he ain't that big.
Chris, are you trying to narrow it down some? Because I don't know
there
that that's
going
to narrow it down any, babe. I can narrow it down to say I'm 5 foot tall and I'm going to be limping.
I'll catch that. Then. I'll catch the limp.
Actually,
oh,
the limp is getting better, but
that's good.
Yes. Well, we'll just have to. We'll be there for a few days. So
sure.
And if you say you'll be there Friday, then I will make a mental note on Friday for Chris.
All
are
right.
You doing Friday Night Live, sir?
No.
What?
No.
You not?
No.
Huh?
No, I won't. No, I won't do that. I probably won't. You never know. You never know, Lance.
We
I don't know.
Talk about that, Chadwick. Come on now.
I was the innovator of Friday Night Lights live when I covered Tupelo a few years ago.
I'm not even co-hosting with you from a remote.
Well, we'll see about that. Just depends on, I'm going to be honest, depends on if my battery will stay up on my cell phone. If I get a new cell phone, then we might do that. But,
all right, we'll talk this week.
We'll see. We might make something happen. But I definitely will be there Friday. I've got to meet up with Rick Brown also from Barbecue America Magazine. We've got some things in the works. And,
yeah.
Who else? You just don't know who you're going to run into there. I'm sure it's going to be a wild and crazy time. A lot of great things going on. I'm sure some big old fish tales will be told. And you never know. You know, you get barbecuers together. They're going to tell some fish stories. I just don't know about what yet. So
yep. There you go.
But y'all have a great evening. It's been a pleasure talking with you again, Amy Goob. I'll talk to you this week. And, Lance,
yes,
congratulations
sir.
On your year anniversary, and just keep letting the smoke roll West Texas Pitmaster style, and have a good evening.
Yes, sir. You have a good evening, too, Kevin. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
All right,
bye-bye.
Amy. It's you and me, man.
Hi, sweetie, but now we're recorded, so how do we go off? I want to go
mean,
off.
How you go off? You
no,
go
I
off,
mean...
Yes.
No, I mean... I but wait, I have your cell phone number, right?
Uh-huh. Well,
can
you
I
want
call
me?
You? Yes.
You want to call me? Okay. All right, well, let
I
me end the show and give me about 2 or 3 minutes. I'll end the show and call me. We really
hoping...
need to talk about this deal about Lubbock because that may be a really good thing.
Okay, but I'm hoping that I saved your phone number. And if I didn't, then we'll chat on Facebook then if
right
I
here.
Can't call
I'll
you.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's got
I'm
it
ready.
Anyway, so it don't matter. 806.
I'm ready. 806.
292.
Uh-huh.
1078.
Okay. Thank you, dear. And I'll text you, and then I'll call you.
Okay.
I think I have it in there. Okay, bye.
Okay. All right,
bye.
Hi, guys. Well, thank you for our 1 year anniversary on Barbecue Superstars. I enjoyed it. We had a great night. Thanks to Goob, Kurt Chadwick, Mark Bateman, fourth guest, Amy Hayes, and everybody else. I know there were several others. And you know, everybody have a great week. I appreciate all y'all supporting us. And, you know, we'll do it again next week. So, everybody have a good night, and thank you for supporting West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show. Thank you all.